This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Yeshivas, Knesset Yisrael of Hollis Hills. Beautiful yeshiva with such special chashma bachrim. It's my privilege to come to speak to you on the inyanim of Chanukah. Chanukah, what is Chanukah? What are we supposed to feel on Chanukah when we light the Neiris Chanukah? The Rambam tells us that Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, is a mitzvah chaviva ad me'od. It's a very dear, it's a very warm, endearing mitzvah. Chaviva ad me'od. A lashon that we don't find that the Rambam just throws around lightly in other places. He emphasizes in his halacha Yad HaChazakah how the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva, chaviv, dear, a warm mitzvah. What's so dear and so warm and so much feeling in the mitzvah of Chanukah? What is it? The whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the Mefarshim tell us, was actually not needed, the whole miracle. The whole miracle we could have done without. The menorah to light could have been done b'tumah. The halacha is tumah hutra b'tzibur. That when you have tumah, and all of Klal Yisrael's tameh, the utensils in the mikdash are tameh hutra b'tzibur, it becomes mutter to light the menorah and to use the clay hamikdash and to do the avodah regardless. We do not have to withhold avodah in the Beis Hamikdash because of tumah. Frekt the Pnei Yeshua, asks the Pnei Yeshua, so then why the entire miracle? What was the need of it? We could have lit the menorah with the tamei oil. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't just make miracles for no reason. Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't change Sidri Ateva for no reason. So if the miracle was not needed, why the miracle? Says the Pnei Yeshua, and maybe we'll add a word or two here, but this is basically the Kavanah of the Pnei Yeshua. The Rebbeinu Shlom saw the Mesiras Nefesh, the sacrifice that the Chashmonoim and Klal Yisrael did to fight, to come back to the Beis HaMikdash and to light the menorah. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted to show his love for Klal Yisrael and their Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and to show how much he appreciates and how dear it is to him that they do the mitzvahs, that they light the menorah. You need to understand, Rabbeisai, what is Yavon's goal? What did they want? What did they bother? What are they bothering the Eden? Many times we go through gullus where they want to kill us. Holocaust, they tried to annihilate the Eden. Purim, Haman tried to annihilate. What does Yavon, what does the Greek, what does he want? What is the gullus of Yavon? They're not trying to annihilate the Yid. They're trying to cut the Yid away from the Rebbeinu Shlom, to separate him. Kisvu lachem al keren asher she'ein lachem chelek b'likei Yisrael. Right on the horn of the ox, a declaration, she'ein lachem chelek b'likei Yisrael. You're not connected to Hashem. So what does the Rebbeinu Shlom do when we fight the war and we come back to the Beis HaMikdash? He emphasizes and he clearly states, Yesh lachem chelek b'likei Yisrael. I am connected to you. The menorah was the mikdash, it was the utensil in the mikdash that displayed Shashchina Shruya B'Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shem rests among Klal Yisrael regardless. No matter what happens, I'm always connected to you when you want to be connected to me. The Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, you were Moisa Nefesh to come to light a menorah. You were Moisa Nefesh to fight the apikursus, the hashkaf of Ein Lechem Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. I will make a public display that you do have a Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. And how dear it is to me, your Mesiras Nefesh. How warm it is to me, and how much I love you and your Avoida and your Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore I take the menorah and I make a miracle, an unbelievable miracle, that it should be the lighting of the menorah b'kedusha u'b'tahira. So, in essence, the ness of Chanukah was to show that the Rebbeinu Shloilam loves us. The word mahadrin, hodor, hodor means it's very precious. You notice in the Ner Chanukah there's halacha of mehadrin. Min ha-mehadrin, mehader. Mehader means to make it precious, hodor, nice, glorified, beauty. The kindle, the light of the menorah is an expression of the Rebbeinu Shlom's love for us. And how precious to him the Rebbeinu Shlom is our kiyum ha-mitzvahs and how much we mean to him. So that's the pshat. It's a mitzvah chaviva. There's dear, there's precious, there's love in the mitzvah. And when a person is madlik, when he lights the menorah, he can tap into. He's able to get into this chavivus, this love, this feeling that the Rebbeinu Shlom is portraying and showing through the ness of the menorah, how much you are a part of him, how much you are a chelik of him. There's a very interesting goyin. The Gra explains, we know that the Rebbeinu Shloilam keeps the Torah. Rebbeinu Shloilam keeps the Torah. What does it mean he keeps the Torah? All the midas that the Rebbeinu Shloilam wants us to do is v'alachta b'drachav, to go in his ways. We need to go in the ways of Hashem. Hashem is a rachum. You have to be a rachum, a merciful, right? Mercy. Mahu chanu nafato, mahu. Just like Hashem is goyimul chasodim min, and he's mevakir choylim. All the midas and anhogis that the Torah tells us to do is really mahu, that the Rebbeinu Shlom does the same. We know there's something called sameach b'chelkei. When one is happy with his lot, with what he has, how is that by the Eibishter, if the Rebbeinu Shlom has everything? Rebbeinu Shlom has the whole, it's all his. So how could we see by the Eibishter this thing called Sameach Bechelkei, that he's happy with his lot, he's Sameach with his, what he has, what he owns everything. Says the Gra, a beautiful pshat, Klal Yisrael is called Chelkei. Ki Chelek Hashem Amei. Hashem is the Chelek. We belong and we are attached and we are the Kinyan, the acquisition of Hashem. And Hashem is very happy with us regardless of what and who we are and where we're holding. The Rebbeinu Shem loves us. Ki Chelek Hashem Amei. We are a chelik of Hashem. And Hashem loves his chelik. He's sameach. He's very happy. Rebbeinu Shlom loves a yid, regardless of where he's holding. And Rebbeinu Shlom shows that simcha. And when we do a mitzvah, and we show that we're meiser nefesh, and how much we care, and how much it means to us, Rebbeinu Shlom reciprocates, and shows how much it means to him too. This is the Ness. This is the symbol and the remes and the kavona behind Ner Chanukah, the miracle of the Ner Chanukah. No wonder it's a mitzvah chaviva. No wonder. Now we understand what's so chaviv, what's so dear. Because it's Hashem's love. It's a portrayal of Hashem's love to us. But Rabbeisai, I think with every idea of love, it's really twofold. It has to work for both sides. On one hand, Hashem is showing that He loves us, but it's also that we showed Hashem, we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what? That we loved Him. The love between Klal Yisrael and Rabbeinu Nishlam is like Shir HaShirim, it works both ways. Hashem loves and we love Hashem. It's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. So what is the love that we showed Hashem? We fought for the menorah. We fought for it. But it's a little bit deeper, Rabbeisai. All the Mefarshim explained that the menorah symbolizes Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is the written Torah. Torah Shebal Peh is Shas. The Mishnah is in the Gemaras. Torah Shebal Peh. The Yevanim were happy that we should learn Torah Shebiksav. They liked it. It's culture, it's literature. They liked that. What did they oppose? They opposed Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara. That they tried to uproot from Klal Yisrael. Learn Bible, but don't learn Gemara. Learn scriptures, but don't learn Gemara. Scriptures will teach you in the college. Gemara in the yeshiva, that we don't want. Lahashkicham Torah Secho. They wanted that we should forget Hashem Torah. Doesn't say to forget Torah. Doesn't say Lashkicham Torah. It says Lashkicham Torah Secho. To take Hashem out of the Torah. Take religion, take God, take the Rebbeinu Shleilam out of the Torah. Learn Torah as a wisdom, a chachma, like all the other chachmas. Chachmas Yevonis, the Greek culture, and its wisdom, its sciences. That we are masking, and one of them should also be Chumash, class 101. That's good, all good. Bible 101 is good. But Torah, Shas, Bavli, Noshim, Nezikim, Tyrus, Kochim, that we don't want. That we're not interested. Lashkicham, Torah, Secha, to take Hashem, take the Rabbeinu Shlom, take the Kedusha out of the Torah. The Menorah is the vessel in the Beis HaMikdash that symbolizes Torah Shebal. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficulty in a Gemara to understand the Gemara Pshat, where did he go? He went to the Menorah and he looked and he focused on the Menorah and the light of the Menorah. Eir HaTorah, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah, Eir. So he focused on the light of the Torah and that gave him to understand and enlightened him. To no pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi say, how many mesechtes are there in Shas? 36. There are 36 mesechtes. How many candles do we light on Chanukah all together, with all 8 nights included? 36. You put all the number of the candles that you light is 36. Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav Mesechtes, 36 Mesechtes, 36 candles. Because the Menorah represents Torah Shebal Peh. What is Torah Shebal Peh? You're going to spend your life, mitz Hashem, toiling and learning Torah Shebal Peh. What is Torah Shabbat? What is it? What does it mean to you? What does it do for you, Torah Shabbat? Giving up your life for this. What is it? What is this Torah Shabbat and the Yid? What does it do? What does it speak to the Yid Torah Shabbat? Let me tell you over a big yesod. We know that the greatest thing one could do is to learn Torah Lishma. Right? Torah Lishma. What does Torah Lishma mean? Till the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Elozhina, wrote his Sefer, there was an understanding of Torah Lishma means I learned Torah for the mitzvah. Lishma for the mitzvah of learning Torah. Reb Chaim Elozhina wrote an entire Sefer to explain that that's not what Torah Lishma actually is. Torah Lishma is not to learn because it's a mitzvah, but to learn Torah for the sake, Lishma, its own sake, the sake of Torah. I learned Torah for the sake of Torah, not because it's a mitzvah. What does it mean? What does it mean? I learned Torah, not because it's a mitzvah, not because Hashem said so, but because Torah, for the sake of Torah. What does it mean? Many had a hard time understanding what this Reb Chaim Volozhiner's yesod is. I was once waiting online in a store. A very fine Hasidic Shabbachar walks over to me and says to me, I see that you're a yeshiva person. And the yeshivas, they're busy with the shita of Reb Chaim Mivalozhin to learn Torah Lishma for the sake of Torah. I don't understand what that means. Explain to me, how does one learn? What does it mean that one learns Torah for the sake of Torah? What does it mean? So I gave him what came to mind on the spot, a mashal, an example, which I think is very eye-opening. You know, you find people that buy jewelry. Women will buy jewelry, or men will buy beautiful art. And it's so expensive that they can't even wear it, ever. Where do they keep it? In the bank, in a vault. You know about that, right? They keep it in a bank, in a vault. So what's the point of having it? Something that you can't wear. What do you have from it? And you know what the answer is? It's so precious. It's something so beautiful. And something so expensive. Yakar. It's so dear and that just having it makes the person have it. That I have this. I have this beautiful diamond. I have this beautiful painting. The Ben Torah has to feel I have this beautiful Shas, this beautiful Torah. It's so precious and it's so beautiful. And it is the greatest thing in the whole world. It's so dear. And that the fact that I have it is for me the greatest kinyan, acquisition that I could have, and that's called Torah Lishma. That's called learning Torah for the sake of Torah. The love that a person has for Torah, how does one get it? How does one look at Torah as the greatest thing in the world? How do you... Tzaddikim used to look, wow, Torah is so beautiful. Where does it come from? How does one acquire? How does one get that taste for learning? Stam, you think about it. How do I get that cheshek? Wow, every piece of Torah, every word of Torah, it's so special. Reb Chaim Mivalozhin had a brother, Reb Zalman Mivalozhin, that loved Torah so much that he was able to repeat a pasuk, which seems to not have much chidush, over again and over again. You know which pasuk? Vayomer Hashem, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. What? Again and again. Well, he loved the Torah, so it was so precious to him. How does one acquire the taste for Torah? We're saying it's so much beauty and so yakar, dear. How does one... You know what the real answer to the question is? You have it already. Every Yid, every Jew in his heart has this inner love for Torah. It's a natural thing in a Yid. A guy doesn't have it. A guy wouldn't even understand it. But it's there. And every now and then it comes out for a small, brief period, a second, a blitz, my love for Torah. But then again, the world, the tivus, and the nisyonis, the difficulties, mask and cover over this love that a Yid has for Torah. It's an inborn thing in the neshama of every Yid. I want to tell you an interesting story. When my Bubby Walken, Allah Shalom, passed away, so they made an achnasa sefer Torah in her memory. It was tremendous dancing and singing when they brought the sefer Torah into the shul. Blocks around the shul were packed with B'nai Torah and Balabatim and all different types of people that had connection to my Bobby and Zayda, Zachreinim Levracha, dancing with Simcha. Across the street lived the guy, his name was John Babaris. What was his name? John Babaris. Mamish across the street from the shul. And he was very close with the family of my Bobby and Zayda. So he asked me, tell me, what's all this joyful dancing and singing on this celebration of bringing in the Torah, bringing in the scroll? What's the... Is it a new edition? Something new, maybe? I said, no, it's the old Torah from... Nothing new in it. Is it the only one the shul has? Is this the first one you're getting? I said, no, we have a bunch more. So what's all this joyous occasion? What is it? He saw an outpouring of simcha, of happiness and love, and he couldn't understand, what is it that you're so moved by? And I thought, what can I answer him? And then I realized there's nothing I could explain to him because he'll never understand it anyway. My Bobby and Zayda used to say over a expression that they had in Europe, for those that understand, they don't need to be told. And for those that don't understand, it won't help all the talking anyway. Vadivas verstehen, darf nicht sagen. Vadivas verstehen nicht, that's just helping Kinzag. You're not going to help him anyway. So what am I going to explain? A guy, the love a Yid has for Torah, the way his neshama dances, the way his neshama is overwhelmed and moved and has such love and breaks out in song and dance when he brings in a new sefer Torah. What? Was can there go? And he was a nice guy. He was a nice Gentile, wonderful person. A guy versteht nicht. Was Ayid felt here. Avas HaTorah is something that a Jew has deep, deep in his neshama, and no Yevani could extinguish that kindle of fire, that oyer, that little kindle of fire that the menorah represents, the fire, the oyer, kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. There is no way to vanquish. The Yid will be moiser nefesh for that, Oyer HaTorah, from love and devotion. The Pasuk, Kihem Chayenu, we say, Kihem Chayenu v'Oyrech Yomenu. We say it by Meiriv, Kihem Chayenu. What does Kihem Chayenu mean? Chayenu means it is our life. Someone once got up to speak, and he said how Torah is the lifeline of the Jew. It's the lifeline of the Yid. Reb Ochber got up. Reb Ochber, Zech Tzadik Levrach, got up. And he said, I'm sorry, I need to fix the speaker, to fix what he said. I need to make a clarification. It's not the lifeline, it is the life itself of the Yid. Air is the lifeline that we should live. Torah is not the air. Torah is life itself. Ki heim chayenu. It's not what gives us and sustains us, but it's actually what? Our life. There is no way to explain it to the intellectual, which was Yavan. But the Yid knew that inside his burning love for Torah can never be vanquished. You know, Rav Baruch Ber, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, when he held the Gemara, you know, he held his Gemara. How do you hold your Gemara? Like this, right? Mm-hmm. He never carried a Gemara like that. You know how he carried his Gemara? He carried it like this. You see all the pictures. Why? It's like a child. Would you carry your child like you carry your son like this? It's like a child. You love, when you love something, you carry it close to your heart. The heart of the Yid has such love for Torah. You know, I want to tell you over a beautiful pshat from the Chofetz Chaim. The pasuk says, "Ki loy davar reiki mikem, ki hi chayechem ve'erech yameichem." The Torah is not an empty thing. Loy davar reiki mikem, ki hi chayechem. It is your life ve'erech yameichem. Same lashon, right? Erech yam ki hi chayenu. This comes from the Torah. What does a davar reik mean? It's not an empty thing. Tell me, the Rabbeinu Shloim has to tell us in his Torah that the Torah is not an empty thing. Imagine I came to the yeshiva here and I came to tell you, by the way, the Torah is not a simple empty jar. It's not an empty thing. You would tell me, what do you tell? Of course not. The Torah is the foundation of Judaism, of Yadus. The Torah has to write. It's not a dove or rake. You know what rake means? Rake is something you use on a person who's completely an empty person. You say he's a dove, he's a rake, rakon. He's an empty. Kiloy, it's not a dove or rake. What does it mean? Ask the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Says the Chofetz Chaim something beautiful. Imagine someone who has a good attribute. He's a beautiful singer. He's a beautiful voice. What would you call this? A maila. A maila means he has a good attribute. Okay. Let's say someone can't sing. Any of you are in that? They can't sing? Okay. So what would you say? He doesn't have the maila, this attribute that he can't sing, right? But what happens if chas v'shalom the person is dead? Chas v'shalom the person is dead. Why would you say, oh, the poor guy, he doesn't have this thing, he can't sing? Yeah, he's not alive. Of course he can't, right? He's not missing a nice voice. He's missing, period. He's gone. He's not here anymore. Right? Says the Chofetz Chaim, we think if a person doesn't learn, he's missing the ma'ila. Oh, he doesn't have it. This person, he learns. He's a this person, he doesn't learn. Oh, this person's dead. Kiloy davar reiki mikem. It's not that you're missing. It's not a reik. It's not a chisorin, a mailo that you're missing. Kihi chayechem. It's like you're not living. Without Torah, a person is considered as if he's not alive. Because to the Yid, you know what his life really is? This. Yavon is going to try to convince you. There's a world outside. There's a whole outside world. Tell me, where do we light the menorah? We light the menorah in two places. In the home, Merish Ubeisai, and where? In the Beis Medrash, in the shul. When we daven Meir, here, you see the menorah? We daven Shachris, we light the menorah, according to some opinions. Because the real air and the light is really where? It's in the home. It's in the Beis Medrash. It's not in the street. It's not in the street. The street is going to convince you that it's lights and flashing and exciting and there's a whole... It's Chayshech. Yavan is called Chayshech. The Medrash says, "V'choshech al pnei soim." It's dark out there. Maybe it's dark. So let's talk about how much lights and flashing, and then yeah, that's darkness. This, the small little candles, that's light. And where is that light? It's from within. It's the home. It's the Beis Medrash. I want to tell you something beautiful. We're almost finished. I know the Olam has to go. Another few minutes. You know the famous Pasuk, Acha Shoalti Mi'eis Hashem Oiso Avakesh Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chaye Lachsiz Benoyim Hashem Levaker Beicholoi. What is Acha Shoalti? I ask one thing. Oiso it Avakesh, I request. It's a double lashon. It's the same thing. I mean, you're repeating the same thing twice. Acha shoalti meis Hashem. I ask, ois avakesh. It is this that I ask for. So why the repetition? Why the double lashon? The mefarshim talk about it. My great grandfather zeichat tzadik levracha, the Beis Aaron zeichat tzadik v'kodesh levracha, said pshat. The Gra explains there's two lashonis. There's She'ela and Bakasha, which seem to mean the same thing, right? She'ela means what? To ask. Bakasha means to ask. So what's the difference? Why do you have two words that mean the same thing? Says the Gra that actually it means completely different things. She'ela is to request. If I get it, good. I don't get it, I stop asking. Bakasha is I search till I get it. I'm searching for something. Bakasha. You know, Esther, Hamalka, what did she say? Nafshi, she asks Achashverosh. Nafshi, my nefesh. For me, I ask B'she'elosi. The Ami B'vakashosi. Which means, says the Gra, for me, I ask, I get it good if you don't want to grant me my life and you want to take away my life, okay. But for Ami, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, Bakashosi, I'm not going to stop till I get it. So let's learn the Pshat in the Pasuk, says the Beis Aaron, the Altazay, the Acha Shoalti, I ask. Rabbi say, you need to daven that Hashem should give you Torah. Person needs Hashem's help. When it's difficult to learn, achas shoalti, I have to daven. Ato choinin le'odom das umelameid le'eno ishbina hashiveinu avinu l'soira secho. I have to ask Hashem. Achas, one thing I ask. Now, if you notice, sometimes you ask for a million things, and this is on the bottom of the list, right? Imagine you ask your parent for 30 things, right? And get me this and get me that and get me this and get me that and that. What are the chances that you'll get it? Nothing. Why? Because it's such a big list. But if there's one thing that you ask for, the chances are, listen, he asked for one thing. Achas, I asked for one thing. A Ben Torah has to ask for one thing. What does he ask? Shifti Beveis Hashem, to learn. But not only do I ask and I daven to Hashem, it has to be oisa avakesh. I search till I get it. Not easy. You need to work hard. You need to really, really, really want Torah. It has to be that I know in my heart it's getting hard and I'm still going to push. And I'm still going to try. So you hear the pshat in the pasuk. Let's learn Rabbi say together the pasuk. David HaMelech is teaching us how one should want to be a ben Torah, how one should want Torah. And the answer is achas. What does achas mean? One. I ask for one thing only. As for many things, means I don't care that much. I ask for one thing. Shalti, I ask you, Hashem, but it's not only if you don't give it to me, I'll stop. Ois avakesh. If I don't get it, I'll still push ahead. And I'll still put all my efforts to get it. You want a nice story? I'll tell you a nice story. This story is about my great-grandfather, the Beis Aharon. A beautiful story. He was a Rav in Europe in a big, big city. He came to America to establish the Agudas Yisrael in America in 1918. He went all over all the different cities, New York, Detroit, Chicago, he went everywhere. When he came back, they asked him, is there Torah in America? Is there Torah in America? Because they believed in America there's no Torah. They always believed, America, Tomei, Manhattan, there can't be Torah in America. They always believed that in Europe, that there'll never be on the shores of America Torah. Can't, the culture of America, and the tomb of, it can't be. Is there Torah in America? My great-grandfather said, I'll tell you the truth. I was in different yeshivas in America, and there's learning there. Well, plenty of yeshivas. I'm not saying it was like in Europe, but what yeshivas? Well, here, there were yeshivas. Big yeshivas. But you can't compare the learning of Torah that was done in Europe at that time to the learning of Torah that was done in America at that time. And he gave me an example. He says, when two Bachrim in Europe learn Torah, and they come to the Gemara of Lema Masnisan Deloi Kesumchis, that the Mishnah is not like Sumchis. You know what happens? They start fighting and arguing, and yeah, the Mishnah is like Sumchis, not like Sumchis. Let's see what Tosis, let's see what the Rishonim, what do you mean Sumchis? But Sumchis said this, and maybe it is like Sumchis. Turns into a heated debate. A heated discussion. Yes, Sumchis. Not Sumchis. The Mishnah is bananas. It's not bananas. Two Bachar were learning in America, he says. I heard them learning. And the Bachar says, Lema masnisan de loikis Sumchis. The Mishnah, that poor guy. Maybe he'll have better luck next time. Sumchis. Maybe he'll have better luck next time, Sumchis. Let's go further. What does that mean? They learned Torah. They learned Torah. But it was passive. It was passive. They didn't put themselves into it. And when you put yourself into the Torah, you know what you get? The end of the pasuk. Shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai, lachazois. Remember the end of the pasuk? Lachazois benoyam Hashem. That you could see Noyam is sweetness of Hashem. You could see when a person learns Torah and he really wants, he puts all his efforts, he's able to be lachazos, to see the sweetness. It's sweet, Torah is sweet. My grandfather told me that when the Chafetz Chaim sometimes said a beautiful pshat, he would make with his lips like it's delicious. That's how sweet, sweet Torah is to the person who learns Torah properly, who wants Torah and appreciates Torah. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us, V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol na'at. What does it mean, V'ahavtos Hashem? Love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? Says Medrash Tanchuma Shas. Torah Shebal Peh. If you learn Torah Shebal Peh, that's an expression of Avas Hashem. Why? Only one who loves Hashem could learn Torah. It's not easy to learn Torah. You think it's easy to learn Shas? Gotta love Hashem. And when you learn the Shas, you'll get Avas Hashem. You'll find. Now we're gonna learn and end. You ready? Tell me. Every night by Ma'ariv, there's the second bracha of Ma'ariv. What is it about? It's about Torah. Ki heim chayeinu v'oirech yameinu. Sound familiar? Ki heim chayeinu v'oirech yameinu uvehem nehege yoyim v'layla al toil in Torah. And what's the next words? V'ahavoscha al tosim imenu li'aylamim. Hashem, the love that I feel in the Torah, the love that you have for me and I have for you, avoscha, can go both ways. Avoscha, the love that we have in the Torah. Al tasir, don't take it away from us. Torah. When a person learns Torah properly, you know what he feels? He feels the love of Hashem. He feels the love of Hashem. He feels Hashem loves him, and he loves Hashem. Now let's go back to the Menorah. You know, I want to tell you something. I was zoicha to be around very big tzaddikim, gedolim, rosh yeshivas. I always studied everything they did. There was a big giant, groyser rosh yeshiva, great person, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, zeicha tzaddik levrocha. He would come to Queens. He would come to Kew Gardens. He would say a shiur, either my father's shul, sometimes it was in a big hall. We rented a hall for him. We rented a hall for him. After his shiur, he would daven Meirif for the Amid. He would be the Shliach Tzibur. And I'll never forget the way he said, V'ahavoscha al tosin menu le'ilam. He cried. You had to hear the cry, the emotion that he had. Hashem, your love. You know where you feel the love? When you learn Torah. You feel very, the light in darkness. Darkness, there's a dark world out there, Rabbi Yisrael. The love. When a person lights the Neiris Chanukah, he feels that love, that Hashem loves him, and that he loves Hashem. And the Rambam is telling us, it's a mitzvah chaviva, it's a very, very dear mitzvah. A person can feel so much ahava, so much love, because the Neiris Chanukah is how one connects to Hashem, he connects. Do you know? Let's go back to what Yavam. What did Yavam want? Ein lachem chelik b'likei Yisrael. Kisvu lachem al keren ashar she'ein lachem chelik b'likei Yisrael. You're not connected to Hashem. The Jew doesn't need to be connected to Hashem. You're not a chelik. What did the Chashmonaim, what did the Nes Chanukah come back in response? Yes, we are connected to Hashem. The Menorah is showing Shashchina Shruya be Yisrael. The wording of the Chazal is Shashchina Shruya be Yisrael. In me, in my neshama. How is he resting in your neshama? How do you get to that? How do you tap into it? And the answer is through the Torah. The person learns Torah. Inside. He'll feel his neshama. Hashem, he's connected. Rabbeisai, I can't tell you the skula, what we could gain when we light the menorah properly. Think about it. When you light the menorah, think, Rabbeinu Shloim, this is how I connect to you. I want to connect to you. I want to, in a world where it's dark and cold and mean, it's a mean world out there. I want to connect to you through your Torah. Through the oil, the light that the Torah gives. And well, this will be Zaychataka. To become big, beautiful, B'nai Torah. And will be Zaychat Nisim, where the Rabbi Shem reveals himself within us and from around us. And will be Zaychat Nisim in the flies.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.